We'll be looking at James chapter 2 and then in Hebrews chapter 11. It's all about faith requires action. You know, it's one thing to say you believe. It's another thing to put it in action. In fact, mere believing is not faith, but faith is believing in action. And if you're believing don't have any action to it, then you probably don't have much faith at all. Amen. So we're going to look at faith requires action tonight. In James chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, the Bible tells us, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Father, tonight as we look into your word, God, we just pray that you would bless the reading of your word, the preaching of your word. Father, that your message would come forth. Lord, that your children might be edified, Father, that we might grow, that we might draw closer to you. And Father, that we might share that we believe with those around us, Lord. Help us to bring you the honor and the glory that's due you. And we give you the praise in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, looking at, as we was looking at Hebrews 11, I thought the first night we went in, I was like, well, it's Hebrews 11's faith chapter, and we're going to go through this pretty quick. And I said that, and I think we made it through five, maybe six verses that night. I don't remember how many, it was either five or six. And so they give me a hard time about how we don't get through that many verses. That's okay, though. We dig deep into it. And, you know, when you talk about faith, there's a lot to say. And you look at that, these folks that is listed in the faith chapter, you know, these weren't people that just said they believed in God. These were folks that lived out the message in their life. And interesting note about it all is that none of them were perfect. And that gives me hope. That lets me know that I can walk in faith and live in faith and not be perfect because I serve a God who's perfect. And though I may not be perfect, you've been washed in the blood, he sees you as perfect. Amen. And therefore, we can walk by the faith that we believe in. That don't mean that we can just go and live any old way at all, but it does mean that there's hope for those of us that slip up now and then. Amen. So we say we have faith. James say, if you got faith, you need to be able to show it by your works. Because if you don't, that faith is dead. And that doesn't mean that you don't know Christ as your Savior. That just means it ain't doing nothing. It's stale. It's just absolutely useless. And I don't want to have a faith that's useless. And yes, sometimes we get stagnant in our life and we find that our faith has become useless. And you know, I think part of the reason our country's in the shape it's in is because our faith has become useless. I'm talking about the church as a whole. So faith in action by a believer, or faith is an action by a believer in response to an action by God or an expected response from God. And that even speaking of saving faith. You come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior, that is believing, but going beyond believing and acting out in faith, repenting, asking God to forgive you. It takes an action from you in response to an action that God has done. God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross, to shed his blood, to pay for your sins and my sins, that we might be forgiven, to give us a relationship with him, to restore that relationship. And in faith, I acted upon that, and you acted upon that by receiving what was given. And so faith is an action by a believer in response to an action by God or expected response from God. And we're talking about the prayer and fasting coming up Friday. And why do we do that? Because in faith, we're reaching out and asking God to do a work, beginning in ourselves and then letting it flow. We're expecting a response. We're longing for a response, desire to see a response from God. But in order to see that response, it requires an action on our part. And that action may simply be to humble ourselves. That action may be to get away from the electronics. It may be to not eat or whatever God leads you to do, as Brother Allen's been saying and asking you to do. Whatever that looks like for you, ask God, what do I need to give up? And let it be done. If by faith one's believing that one's been saved, then one's life ought to display that belief. There's a lot of people out there that say, I'm a Christian. And you look at them, you look at their life, you just scratch your head. So really? Well, what did you just say? That blows my mind. I'll see people post on Facebook and, oh, God this and God that, and I love God, and the next post down, they've got explicits all over it, and that blows my mind. But it happens, and we see it. But if we're believing and we're trusting and we're walking by faith and living by faith, there should be something that shows it. And that's what James is talking about. Show me your faith without your works. Ain't gonna happen. You got to show me your faith by your works. And somebody said, well, you can't judge me. No, I can, but God can. But I'm not trying to judge you. I'm just being a fruit inspector. You trying to tell me you're something you're not. Or maybe you truly are, and you just need to repent, get back to God. But either way, there's something that needs to be different. So we go back into Hebrews chapter 11. I want to look at some of these folks that walk by faith. And there's some things I found out about some of these people I didn't realize before or had forgotten, or it's just been out of mind for so long that I needed to refresh it. So in Hebrews 11, verse number 5, the Bible says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And I remember that. That was something that's easy to remember. He was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. It's interesting that God says that Enoch pleased him. If you go back in Genesis and you read the little bit there is about Enoch, you'll find out that at 65 years old, he had a son named Methuselah. And the Bible doesn't say he walked with God until at 65 years old when Methuselah was born. For 65 years, I'm under the assumption that Enoch didn't walk with God. But as soon as his dear bride gave birth to Enoch, I'm assuming he looked into that baby's eyes and realized that something in his life needed to change. And maybe, I don't know for sure. The Bible doesn't say. It just says that from then on, Enoch walked with God. And not only did he walk with God, but that he pleased God. And his life was so filled with God that when it come time for him to go home, God just took him up. He didn't die. He was translated. I wonder what version he was translated to, right? No, he didn't have to see death. He just got to go on up. Well, that's pretty neat. And verse 6 follows up, says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. Please who, God? For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that, what? Diligently seek him. There's some action in that faith. Hebrews 11:11. The Bible tells us through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. And was delivered of child when she was past age. Yeah, 90 years old. Because she judged him faithful who had promised. It's interesting that in Hebrews the regulation says that she judged him faithful that promised. But if you go back and you read the story, you find out that when the angel of the Lord was talking to Abraham, that Sarah laughed. And then the angel of the Lord said, why are you laughing? I didn't laugh. So not only did she laugh, but then she lied. And yet in Hebrews 11, you find out that She judged him faithful who had promised. And that was after that she had already given her husband her handmaiden Hagar, and Ishmael came about. She already made that mistake. She made the mistake by offering her handmaiden and allow Abraham to marry a handmaiden, and he bore the son. And then she laughed and she lied to the angel of the Lord. But the recollection of Sarah says that she was faithful. She counted God faithful. So she had a mishap and she had a slip up, but you know what? She got it right. And she put some faith into that, some action into that faith. How did she do that? She had a baby. I don't need to describe anything else. She put action to what she believed was going to take place, her and Abraham, and she conceived and had a son. There was action to her faith. 90 years old and 100 years old. Action to faith. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 17, Bible tells us, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, he offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son. And we know that wonderful story. Abraham believed in all his heart that if he actually took Isaac's life, that God was going to raise him from the dead, because he trusted in God's promise. God promised him that he was going to have a son, and that through that son there was going to be a great amount of population throughout the earth. He was going to have that seed. And if anything happened to Isaac, then God was going to be a liar. And so Abraham had full faith. And so he put to action that faith. He took Isaac up. Went up to the mountain to offer sacrifice. Isaac said, Dad, here's all the stuff for the sacrifice. Where's our sacrifice? You remember Abraham said? God will provide himself a sacrifice. Oh, what prophetic words. And maybe Abraham didn't even understand what he was saying. But Abraham put action to his faith. He said, do I need to offer up my child? Well, maybe not physically. Whatever God's calling you to put up on that altar, maybe you need to put up on an altar in an act of giving. Abraham did, by faith. And God did provide himself sacrifice. At the moment the knife was up, the angel of the Lord stopped him. And then there was a ram in the bushes. And what a wonderful, glorious substitutionary death that took place. The ram for Isaac. Only to point to what was going to take place with Jesus for the sins of the rest of us. Amen. And in Hebrews 11:22, the Bible says, by faith Joseph, when he died, he made mention of departing of the children of Israel, gave commandment concerning his bones. Joseph believed the promised land that was to come, and he was never going to make it there. He was going to die in Egypt, but he made the Israelites promise that they would carry his bones out and bring them to the promised land. That's faith. That's faith. He put action to it. He may not have made it there, but he made that promise. Give me that promise that you're going to take my bones out of this land. Joseph had faith. And he took action. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. That's verse 23. Moses' parents had faith and they put it to action. Oh, no, king, we're not going to obey your command. We're not going to kill our child. Instead, they put him in a little basket, set his sister out to watch what would happen. Pharaoh's daughter gets him. Raises him up as her own. But mama had faith. Daddy had faith. Mama got to be the nurse to the child. That's amazing. That is just astounding. But because of her faith and the action that she took, God blessed. Verse 24 says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Moses, by faith, he denied the pleasures of Egypt. Could have had everything and anything he wanted was in line to be the next Pharaoh. And Moses, by faith, denied it all. That he'd rather take the burden of Israel. And he followed God and he walked by faith. There's a whole lot of stuff in between there, but ultimately he was accounted faithful. In Hebrews 11:30, the Bible says, by faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. I can't think of anything crazier than a wall going to be knocked down in 7 days by walking around it. That just blows my mind. I think that blows my mind even more than a 90-year-old lady giving birth. You know, back then, they lived a long time. You know, 200, 300, 400 years. Some of them lived 900 years. Methuselah was 965, something like that. 969, thank you. Yeah. But to walk around a fortified wall silently in the seventh day, do it 7 times, and then shout, and the walls are going to break down, then that's faith. Joshua did it. Joshua did exactly what he was taught. He was told to do. He walked by faith, and he led that army by faith, and he led those people by faith. And God did exactly what he said would do. After that shout, those walls fell down. But in all that, there's something interesting took place. Because there's one section of the wall that didn't fall. You know that. Verse 31, by faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. Remember, there were spies that went into the land. And Rahab hid them so that the people of Jericho wouldn't destroy and wouldn't kill them. She heard the stories of the God of Israel. Long before the spies ever showed up, she heard about how God delivered, how God had given victories, and Rahab had faith long before these spies ever showed up. I don't reckon she was able to grow too much in her faith, being there was no one there to teach her, but she had a faith. Yeah, she was in a profession that was ungodly and wicked, but yet she had faith, and God was going to honor her for her faith because she put that faith to action when she hid the spies of Israel. And she believed them when they said they would not destroy, when they made that promise. And they told her to put that red thread out her window. She didn't have to do that. She could have said, y'all are crazy. Get me out of here. Just take me out. I don't want to be in here. Take me out with you. But by faith, she believed their message because she believed their God. And their God was her God. And when them walls fell down, hers didn't. And the spies brought her and her whole family out. Not only did it save her, it saved her family. And all that she had, everything else was utterly destroyed by the sword. All the people, man, woman, boy, and girl, cattle, destroyed. Save Rahab because of faith. And it's amazing. These are not people that just said they believed. This chapter's filled with people that not only believed, but took action. Not perfect people. People that were flawed and erred, but yet they believed and put it to action. And folks, that's what I want to call you to tonight. And I believe it's what God's calling us to do is to put our faith to action. We've been quiet too long. We've been still too long. We've been happy where we're at for too long. And we need to get out and be mobile and let others see. Let others hear. Show them what we believe. Let them see why we believe what we believe. Hebrews 12 and 1 says, wherefore, because of all those things that we just went through in 30 and so much more back in 11, there's so many more we didn't go through. I just wanted to hit those. Hebrews 12 1 says, wherefore, assuming we're compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, all those ones before who lived by faith and walked by faith, they weren't perfect, but they had a faith in God and lived out that faith. He said, because of those witnesses, we can do this. We can lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, those things that distract us. And that's the point of the fast, is to lay aside the weights, that thing that's distracting us and keeping us from God and keeping us from giving our all to God and taking away time from God that we should be dedicating to Him. We're to lay that aside. And of course, if you got sin in your life, put that aside. There's sin that each and every one of us struggle with, and it might be different for each one of us in our life, but there's something that easily distracts us, a sin, but yet there's things that aren't sinful that distract us. And he said, because of the faith of all those others and how they walk, you can do the same thing. Lay those aside and let us run with patience. You remember last week we talked about patience, that cheerful endurance. He said, let us run with cheerful endurance the race that is set before us. What race? This Christian walk. This life we live, we can live it knowing that God will be faithful to His promises. And we know that by what we've seen and read through the Old Testament, through Hebrews, when we read about the old ones. We know that God keeps His promises. We know that He's faithful to those who are faithful to walk with Him, to those who are faithful to live by Him, to those who are faithful to have a relationship with Him. God is faithful. He said, look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And I'm so glad He's the author of it. I'm glad He's the finisher of it. And that's what makes those who were weak in their faith, and even though it's in the Old Testament, they were looking forward to the coming Messiah, or they were looking forward to what was going to take place when Jesus would come on the cross. They were looking for that. He was the author of that faith. And He finished that faith. And the faith that we walk in and live in every day, Jesus authored it, and He's going to finish it. I'm glad I don't have to rely on myself to finish it. I'd fall and stumble. I'd be like Sarah laughing at stuff. But yet God is faithful. Author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross. And what great amount of faith that Jesus had for us, that He endured the cross. He put to action that He authored so that He might finish it. Despising the shame, and He sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He's alive and He's well. And when we walk by faith and live by faith, we're serving a God that's alive and well. We're not serving some dead prophet. We're not serving some false God, and we're not serving some satanic enemy, no demon. We're serving a God that's alive. And if He's made a promise, then you can bank on it. Amen. You can bank on it. Amen. And I want to end with this that come from Facing the Giants. If you watch that, you'll remember this. He said, two farmers, there was a preacher came in to the coach. He said, two farmers desperately needed rain. Both prayed for rain, but only one prepared his fields for the rain. Who had faith and trusted in God to send the rain? And Coach Taylor answered, the one who prepared. And when we're walking by faith, we may not be seeing the answer yet. But when we're walking by faith, we're taking action to prepare for when we do receive. Amen. Amen. We can't say we're walking by faith and sit in these chairs and be content with just coming in and singing and hearing a preaching and walking out. We need to put some action to what we say we believe.